I met my friend Patty McKinney one evening on Washington Street. Says he to me, hi to me, Dooland, and be gary, I'll give you a treat. So I took the card that he offered. It was neither large, neither small, but admitted a gent and a lady to a party in that fellow's hall. So, sure, and the very next evening, I called on Miss Bridget McCann. Oh, yes, and I'll go with you, Doolin, for you are such an elegant man. So then I hired a taxi. The driver says, where should I call? Says I, in a dignified manner, take us down to the Odd Fellows Hall. There was waltzes, two steps, cadrilles, and reels and slides. There was fancies, Portland's, sure faith, we danced them all. And I'll never forget that night, you can bet, of the party in Odd Fellows Hall. Oh, at last we were brought to the party. Begarry, I'm feeling quite small when McGinty, with his necktie shoved into his shirt front. Sure, and I wasn't in it at all. And he walks right away with Miss Bridget at the party in Odd Fellows Hall. So I waits till the party was over, and boldly up to him I go. Says he to me, hi to me, Doolin. Sure, and where did you borrow the clothes? You're a liar, says he, in a hurry. Says I, what's that name that you call? And sure, in the very next minute, we were cleaning out Odd Fellows Hall. Oh, next morning, before Justice Duffy, McKinney and I were brought in. The judge says 10 days or $10, and sure faith, and I hadn't the tin. So we took a trip down the harbor. Begarry, I'm feeling quite small when the judge says 10 days or $10 for cleaning out Odd Fellows Hall.